As we've gone through the Gospel of Mark this evening, reading through the whole passage, there's a sense that you don't get in the modern translations, most of them, which is the immediacy of the events. Mark, when he wrote this, used connecting words from near the end of chapter 14 all through chapter 15. It's this happened, and 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 it just goes one after the other. And Mark is just very plain and simple and just repeats the events pretty much rapid fire. We know a couple of things about the story that we want to keep in mind. We want to look into, in particular, the verses almost right in the middle, starting with verse 25 tonight. Mark writes, "Now it was the third hour," and these are hours counted from 6 a.m., so it would have been about 9 in the morning when this began. And it says, "It was the third hour, and they crucified him." So that was the point in time at which, after the false trial, when Jesus was condemned to die, they took him, they made him carry his cross through the city of Jerusalem, and came out to Golgotha, the place of the skull, and there they nailed him to the cross and set the cross up for all to see. It was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above. Traditionally, when a criminal was sentenced to death, the accusation, the crime that he had been accused of and had been found guilty of, was written on a little plaque or sign, and that was nailed above his head on the cross. And so instead of a normal accusation, such as we read what the others were accused of, they were accused of being thieves. Above Jesus, it said, "The King of the Jews," or this is actually short form, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews," was the full sentence. So this is what he is accused of. Now, the Romans, when they crucified men, did this in a very violent way so as to discourage other people from committing the same crimes. So when a man was crucified like this, after he had been whipped and beaten already, forced to carry his cross through the crowds, mocking and yelling at him and reviling him, then they would take him and they would take these long nails and they would actually nail through the wrist. Now, our English word says hand, but the Greek word for hand goes up the forearm. If it were in between the fingers, it wouldn't hold. It would just rip right through. So they would go through the wrist. Now, imagine that. You've already been whipped and beaten. You've already carried your cross through the city. They throw you down on it, and they nail you to it. And then another nail through the heels. There would be often a little brace underneath the feet so that when the person being executed was desperate, they could push up their body, because what would happen as they would hang is their strength would ebb away as they would bleed, and they would have more and more difficulty breathing. And so to get a gasp of air, they would have to push up, take a breath of air, and their bones would sometimes come out of the joints, and it would just be an agonizing way to die. And the Romans designed it that way on purpose, because remember, this was designed to prevent other people from committing the same crime. Now, what was Jesus' crime? He didn't commit any. But the Jews were determined that he should die because he had violated their Sabbath regulations and he had made himself out to be equal to God. And so they considered that that had to be blasphemy, and they wanted him dead. And so they went to Pilate, the Roman governor, and they basically manipulated him into passing the sentence of death, saying that Jesus had claimed to be a king, and therefore he was in rebellion against Caesar. And if Pilate didn't have him put to death, then the Romans were going to come and kick Pilate out of his position because they would not put up with another person claiming to be king. And so Pilate caved in to their demands, passed the sentence of death upon Jesus. But I think when he wrote this accusation against Jesus, There was a little bit of retribution, perhaps, a little dig at the Jews. They wanted him to say, "This man says he is the king of the Jews." But Pilate wrote, he wrote the king of the Jews, and he refused to change it when they went to him. So above Jesus' head, here's the accusation of crime, the king of the Jews. Jesus came to be the king of the Jews, but he came to be much more, the king of kings and the lord of lords. So with Jesus, there were two other men crucified. With him, they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. Apparently, we don't know this 100% for sure, but apparently they had planned to crucify three men that day. The third, undoubtedly, Barabbas. Barabbas, who had led in the rebellion, the insurrection, and had committed murder as a part of that. When Pilate offered to the Jews the release of one of the criminals for that day, he picked Barabbas, a horrible criminal, and said, "You can either have Barabbas or you can have Jesus." Now, who would you choose, Barabbas or Jesus, to be set free in celebration of the Passover feast? But they said, "We want Barabbas." Well, then he said, "What shall we do with Jesus?" They said, "Crucify him. We want him put to death." And so Pilate passed this sentence on him, and Jesus was taken, marched to the place of crucifixion, and crucified between two robbers, one on either side. Not all of the manuscripts have verse 28. Some of the most ancient ones don't. Many do. Verse 28 reads, "So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors." That's a verse from the book of Isaiah, the end of chapter 53, which we read from at the beginning of the service, where we're told through Isaiah's prophecy what the Messiah is actually going to come to do. Remember, the Jews felt that the Messiah was going to come to be the king right away. And Isaiah, in his prophecy, showed that there was going to be much suffering that would come first. And at the very end of chapter 53, it says, "He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." So those prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus' death on the cross. On Good Friday, we take time to remember what Jesus did. We remember what he went through. But we remember that more than just the physical suffering or the shame that he suffered in being made a public spectacle is what was accomplished in the spiritual realm. Jesus came to bear the sins of many, to pay for the transgressions of many people. Jesus, being the perfect man, never sinning, was able to be the sacrifice for others' sins. Remember what John the Baptist said of him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," the sin of the world. So Jesus went willingly to this death on the cross in order to take our sins. It was impossible that he should not do that, given his mission from God. But think about what he had to go through. He was numbered with the transgressors. When we're told by the Apostle Paul of Jesus humbling himself, in Philippians chapter 2, he wrote, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Now catch this. He says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Jesus went through this knowing what it was to accomplish, that he came to die for the sins of the people. He poured himself out to death, being numbered with the transgressors, that he might bear the transgressions of many. So we have Jesus, the King of the Jews, being killed on a cross between lawbreakers, the pure, spotless Lamb of God being crucified for our sins, numbered with them, that we might be numbered with him, taking on the death that we deserve for our sins, so that we can benefit from his eternal life, giving up his life for us, that we might have his life in exchange. So we see that from here the action continues rapid fire until the end of that day at which Jesus was dead and buried. But that's not the end of the story, is it? It's the end of the chapter, but not the end of the story. The action doesn't end until later, because even though the king has been crucified, that king is going to rise again. Even though that king has been dishonored, that king is going to be honored. Every knee will bow before him, either willingly by choice while we have the opportunity in this life. Either we'll have that chance and we'll see, oh, Jesus deserves my loyalty. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I want him to be my King and my Lord and pay for my sin, and we'll kneel voluntarily before him, or the day will come in the time of judgment when our eyes will be fully opened and we will have no choice in the matter but to bend the knee before him before we're judged guilty for our sins. He's been dishonored, but we have the opportunity to honor him even now. This crucified King of the Jews is also our King now and forever. And so as we gather together for Good Friday, we remember what Jesus did on the cross for us, and we want to remember that also by partaking of communion today. May you rejoice as you remember what Jesus has done today.